Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6:30. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A pedestrian was hospitalized in critical condition following an accident in West Wichita Tuesday night near Anna Street and West Central. A man and woman riding in a Ford Escape said the man ran out in front of their vehicle. Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Jennifer Narramore. Good morning, Jennifer.
Keeping quiet weather conditions in our forecast for a bit. Kicking in a gusty north to northwesterly wind for today. Plenty of sunshine expected. And we're going to move on up to a high of 32. Tonight, partly cloudy. We drop again to the low to mid-teens. And then back up to 35 for tomorrow, mostly sunny. Plenty of sunshine in low 40s by Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Jennifer Narramore.
Now partly cloudy and 18 degrees.
Two workers have died following a grain elevator accident at Gavilon Grain, south of Wichita. Emergency crews responded to the site about 2:30 yesterday afternoon after reports that two men had become trapped inside the former DeBruce elevator. Deputy Sedgwick County Fire Chief Larry Tangney says first responders encountered some problems in their rescue attempts.
We never have great access points to find people or to gain access to them where they may be. We had a difficult time. We were able to use some equipment that implements around here to help us get up and gain access to one of the entry points. And we were able to utilize their equipment around here to help us gain access to these bodies.
No names have been released.
Wichita police say an officer is on administrative leave after a 9-year-old girl was injured by fragments from a bullet he shot at a dog.
Police officer Paul Cruz said in a news release Tuesday, the incident happened Saturday when officers were responding to a call of a domestic dispute. The officer shot at the dog when it charged officers as they were looking for a gun. The round broke into fragments and a piece struck the girl in the forehead. She was treated and released from a Wichita hospital. Officer Cruz says a suicidal man in the home was taken in for a mental health exam. A woman and three other children at the scene were not injured. The DA's office will review the case. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas reports it collected $75 million more in taxes than expected in December, and state officials say it's because Congress overhauled federal income tax laws. The State Department of Revenue says tax collections last month were $711 million, when the state had forecast $636 million. The surplus was 11.8%. It was the seventh consecutive month that tax collections exceeded expectations. Revenue Secretary Sam Williams says some individuals made estimated personal income tax payments earlier than normal in December because of a cap on the federal tax deduction for state and local taxes taking effect next year.
The Sedgwick County Commission has voted to turn its work release center at 701 East Harry into an annex jail. KSN News spoke with Jail Operations Colonel Brenda Dietzman.
Now we're going to be keeping the people inside this facility, so we have to make it a little bit more secure, both inside and on the exterior.
Colonel Dietzman said changes to windows, doors, and ceilings are part of the construction to better secure the building. It's an estimated cost of $1 million.
Congress is weighing its priorities for 2018.
Congress starts 2018 facing some pressing issues funding the government beyond January 19th. President Trump wants to upgrade the nation's infrastructure, and then there's DACA, children brought to this country illegally by their parents. House Republican Whip Steve Scalise told Fox any fix needs to address some bigger immigration problems.
As it relates to DACA, look, we need to end chain migration. We need to end this lottery system that, as we've seen time and time again, is a failed and flawed system. Let's get back to the things that work. We let 1 million people into our country legally every year, the most generous nation in the world.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
President Donald Trump is congratulating Utah Republican Orrin Hatch on an absolutely incredible career after Hatch announced he will not be seeking re-election after more than 40 years in the Senate. Hatch is the longest-serving Republican in the Senate. He chairs the powerful Senate Finance Committee.
A man in Northern California has been charged for the death of a highway patrol officer on Christmas Eve.
Officer Andrew Camilleri was killed on a highway in the Bay Area. His partner was injured. They'd been sitting in their patrol car on the side of the highway when 22-year-old Mohammed Abrar Ali slammed into them. Alameda County DA Nancy O'Malley says they've charged Ali with second-degree murder and several other counts relating to driving under the influence.
Driving on a highway at speeds greater than 100 miles per hour.
Golden Gate CHP Chief Ernie Sanchez says investigators have done several interviews, including with Ali.
He was under the influence of alcohol. And marijuana was in his system.
Court documents say Ali told investigators he knew he was too intoxicated to drive, but decided to keep driving anyway. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A woman bought a lottery ticket she did not intend to purchase and walked away with millions.
The New Jersey mother of two decided to buy a $1 scratch-off ticket, but the clerk made a mistake and handed her a $10 set-for-life ticket instead. 46-year-old Oskana Zaharoff felt bad for the clerk, so she dug deeper in her purse and came up with $9 more, went home and used the ticket as a bookmark. It wasn't until weeks later that she decided to scratch it, finding to her surprise that she'd instantly won $5 million. A vacation in the Bahamas, now in the family's immediate future. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS, 635. Yeah. She did. I don't have a chance to win. And bang, she wins. That's what we ought to do, Ted.
She forks over another $9 and got her $5
million. Buy us a lottery ticket, knowing that we're not going to win. Put it in the drawer someplace and wait.
She needs to get a little tip to that clerk.
Yeah.
Made the mistake.
That's true. She should. Alaska Airlines is calling in an exterminator after the company says a rat boarded one of its planes at Oakland International Airport in California and forced it to cancel the flight.
No, he had the necessary paperwork.
The airline says passengers were boarding the Portland, Oregon-bound flight Tuesday when the rat jumped from the jetway onto the plane.
Yeehaw! Please tell me there's video of this.
Oh, no. Passengers already on board came off, and the plane was taken out of service. Alaska Airlines says it will resume using the plane when a professional exterminator certifies it is rodent-free.
Yeah, call the Orkin man.
The aircraft will also be inspected for any damage. Also, obviously, you got a rat on the plane, could be chewing the wires. All of a sudden, I don't have control of the plane. Blame the rat. Wow, a rat jumps on a plane. Well,
I love it. Wanted to take a trip.
Wow. About 70 people at a Christmas-themed lingerie party have been arrested and charged with marijuana possession in Georgia.
Mm.
News outlets report Cartersville police said officers responded to a home about 40 miles from Atlanta early Sunday morning. Partygoers told police the loud sounds were fireworks, not gunshots. Police found evidence of drugs, started an investigation. It's not clear how much pot police found, but at least 63 people were charged with possession.
Oh, my gosh.
63.
Yeah, usually on stuff like that, everybody scatters.
Yeah,
there's there's a few token arrests, but not 63.
A flyer described the event as a Christmas lingerie pajama party.
Yeah, they must have had a pretty good list of who was there.
They were celebrating somebody's 21st birthday.
Ah,
have you ever been to a Christmas themed lingerie party?
The answer, I wish the answer was yes, but. The answer is no.
I've never been to a lingerie party.
The answer would be no.
It's less Christmas theme. You wonder, do they have a nativity scene there? Or, they sing Christmas carols? They go caroling in their lingerie down the block?
I'm guessing no.
Probably no, no.
I'm guessing there were not a lot of biblical applications to this get-together.
Well, 6:37 with Steve and Ted, and interesting... It's sports news, but it's more than that. I mean, you say Bill Snyder says he wants to come back for another year of coaching Kansas State football team. This man's been there since 1989 and created just kind of a legend up there in Manhattan. He's gotten the attention of people all over the country with that football program, and hence he's recruited some very good players. He's also had a lot of walk-ons from small towns who have done very well for him, hasn't he?
He's found he always finds a way.
He's got a system, and he's got a way.
He rarely has 4 or 5-star recruits.
Yeah.
It's usually, like you said, it's usually small-town guys from Kansas, it's a lot of junior college transfers.
Right.
Some key recruits. He usually cobbles them together into something pretty darn good.
He's going to come back. He's, what, 78 now?
78. Has battled cancer within the past year, but he says he's ready to go for another season.
You know, if his health stays good, he's going to go some more.
That's what he says.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm happy.
I think the guy's great, so I think most K-State fans are too. We tried, what, 1 or 2 years without him, and it didn't work very good at all.
I tried 4 years without
him.
Four?
What a mess that was.
It didn't go very well.
All right, 6:39 now, Steve and Ted, and it's time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The new year of 2018 started with the live cattle and feeder cattle futures gapping higher on the open and maintaining triple-digit gains into the close yesterday. The feeder cattle futures had the best gains as they were nearly limit up at the close. Good technical buying along with last week's cash cattle trade of $123 supported the futures. Now, the lean hogs traded mixed and closed with losses in the front contracts. For the second straight session, July lean hogs made new contract highs. February live cattle yesterday closed $1.80 higher at $123.35. March feeders were up $4.20 at $146.87. And Feb lean hogs $1.05 lower at $70.72. Now, yesterday, the wheat and corn traded mostly positive, while soybeans traded most on the negative side, but the close was positive for the entire grain and soybean complexes. Yesterday, soybeans closed underneath the 200-day moving average for the 12th time in a row, and Kansas City wheat closed above the 50-day moving average for the first time since late July. Now, at the moment, we've got upside. March KC wheat 3¾ cents higher at 438.5. March corn's a penny higher, 354.25. And March soybeans up 3¼ at 968. February crude oil trading 51 cents higher this morning at 6088. February gold's $1.40 higher, 1317.60. The March S&P 3¾ points higher at 26.96¾, with March dollar index 20 cents higher at 91.77, and March Dow Jones futures up 46 points at 24,814. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, we're seeing news this morning that there's a prediction coming out that this is from the Department of Agriculture, that American consumers will eat 222 pounds of red meat and poultry this year. That'll be a record. They lump in red meat with poultry. I don't know why they do that, but not the same. You know, chicken's just not the same.
I agree with that entirely. I read that same report about, too.
222 pounds. That seems like a lot. If you set it on the table here, that would be a lot. But if you consider over 365 days, you know, the number of hamburgers and hot dogs and whatnot that I eat, I could see where I could do 222.
Yeah, it starts to add up quicker than you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, I have to keep track of it. Ted, what do you think? Could you do 222 this year?
Mm-hmm. That's why they invented a thing called Hamburger Helper.
Hamburger Helper.
I got a feeling between the three of us, we help the average get up a little higher.
Yep, could be.
I think, yeah, you're right, Tom. I'm right there with you.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, guys. It's 6:42 now with Steve and Ted. On the way, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. And Don's going to talk about Alexa. Will you be my financial planner? Don Grant on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.